joining me live in studio is Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming Public Relations Office. And he's in studio to talk about Dr. Ed Seidel and Coach Jeff Linder from the Laramie campus, of course, in Lincoln County today as part of a World Needs More Cowboys celebration event. Mr. Baldwin, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Duke. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate you coming over to our side of the state today and getting the little Star Valley scenery in your summertime schedule.
Yeah, it was refreshing to come to such a green place, and it's not nearly as windy, so it's been awesome. Awesome right? to be here.
Well, you're not alone. Of course, later tonight, the big event does include the new president, Dr. Ed Seidel, along with new men's basketball coach, Jeff Linder. Chad, just tell us about this event, how it came about. I understand this is the first of a series of these types of events across the state. Why are they happening?
So, yeah, you know, the World Needs More Cowboys. I think everybody remembers, there was some controversy about it, but essentially that's our marketing slogan that's really kind of captured the attention and the support of people across the state and beyond. And we thought, let's harness some of that energy. Let's get out and meet the people face to face. And we got a new, brand new president who we need to get out around. And this, by the way, this is his very first trip out of Albany County. He's only been on the job for a couple weeks. He's really anxious to get out and meet people. So we decided, let's bring him here first and let him see the beautiful part of Wyoming. People, some great people. And then both he and then our new coach are very excited to come and get to talk to folks.
Let's learn more about Dr. Seidel and what was part of that decision process to make him the new president of Wyoming. What was it about him that the board and trustees really felt was the right fit for the job?
You know, one of the things was his experience, particularly in the area of economic development. So he's been at the University of Illinois system for about 4 years, leading that state's efforts with higher education to come up with ways to diversify and enhance the economy. And boy, that's like the issue in Wyoming, right? And I think that's a big, he has experience doing that kind of work. And I know today, before the evening event, he'll be meeting with business leaders all up and down the valley to kind of get a sense of what collaborative opportunities, things to be able to do to try to help the economy of our state.
So with this event tonight, of course, it's free. Public's invited to attend. Should people come with questions to ask? What kind of format is it going to be? What should people expect this evening?
So it's going to be outdoors there at Canyon View Park in that view, very beautiful setting. We were there last night kind of setting some things up, and man, it's going to be perfect. But anyway, 5 o'clock is when people can start showing up, and there'll be food there. Artisan chef is doing the catering for us, Maggie Pullen, and so it'll be some good food. People can come and enjoy the beautiful scenery, and we've got picnic tables set up in a socially distanced manner, and so then at 5:30 is when we'll do a little program, and that's it's going to start off with we're going to talk Barb Sessions, town councilwoman here, who's executive with Silver Stars. We're doing a little video on her, kind of tell her story, because she's got a great story of how she got her degrees. And then got a couple current students from the Valley here. Cassie Hunsaker and Shay Erickson are going to talk a little bit about their experience. Coach Linder will talk, and then Ed Seidel, our new president, will give some concluding remarks. And it'll probably take about 20, 30 minutes for that program. And people will have an opportunity to, before and after that, to go up and ask him questions face-to-face. He'll be wearing a mask, because that's what everybody at UW has to do.
Sure.
That's the rules we're following right now, because we got a bunch of students coming from all over the country in a few weeks. We want to try to have campus be as COVID free as possible. And so we're taking special precautions, but it's still face to face and he still does want to talk to people for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great opportunity because it's not often that people from extreme western side of Wyoming had this opportunity to really get face to face with the president of UW.
Absolutely, and it's something he thinks is, he's just made it a real priority. He's kind of described it, his first 77 days are all about meeting people, talking to them, hearing what they have to say, and then he's going to give our State of the University speech on day 78, I guess it is. So in September.
Very good. And of course, just to sweeten the pot some is Coach Jeff Linder, the new men's basketball coach. And boy, he's been off to a hot start. Hasn't coached yet, but also already looking real good for the program.
I mean, as a Cowboy, longtime Cowboy Hoops fan, it's like, wow, number one recruiting class in the Mountain West. That's what they rated it at. So, some of us thought, well, it'll be a several year process. I'm kind of excited to see him right this year. and see how much improved they are. But yes, he's coming, and this is his first big trip, and so it'll be great. And by the way, swag, we got swag too, dude. We got t-shirts, the string backpacks, those yard signs that everybody seems to like. We got a bunch more of those. We'll be giving all that stuff away too. Should be a great evening.
Boy, what an opportunity for prospective students, for current high school students to go and really get a taste for what UW is all about.
That's right, yeah. And you know, Duke, we've actually done several of these before COVID in other parts of the state, and it's been a lot of fun to because, you know, our alums are so passionate. And it's, if you can get one of our alums talking to a young person to tell them how great UW is, and that's, you know, that's a great way to kind of try to sell the university. And you know, we got a bunch of alums here in the Valley, and we're looking forward to seeing them tonight.
Again, with Chad Baldwin, UW Public Relations Office, talking about this event tonight. The world needs more Cowboys. It's going to be in Afton at Canyon View Park, 5 to 7 tonight. Free public is invited to attend. Chad, we have a lot of listeners in Bridger Valley area, South Lincoln, Sublette County area. How many more of these events are there going to be? Would there be some more maybe in the future closer to Southwest Wyoming?
You bet, yeah. So there will be one in Uinta County. Right now it's planned in December. And I think it'll be in Evanston, and one in Sublette County in September, and I can't give you that exact date. So it's kind of county by county. So this is the Lincoln County event. So we hope those folks from South Lincoln County will come up too, and they've been invited. But then so Uinta and Sublette will be coming up here in the fall.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Very good. Anything else about this event tonight you wanted to mention?
No, just come on out. Look forward to seeing everybody.
That again is Chad Baldwin with the Public Relations Office at the University of Wyoming. And the event tonight, the World Needs More Cowboys celebration with new president, Dr. Ed Seidel, and new men's basketball coach, Jeff Linder, 5 to 7 tonight at Canyon View Park in Afton. Free public is invited to attend.